Hi everyone, welcome to the Tales of an African Princess in America. My name is Ozzy. So today we're talking about hair, and I promised to bring my friend on the show. My friend Toby is here. Hi Toby.
Hello everyone.
Thanks for accepting to be on the show, Toby.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So we've been talking about this hair, and everyone, Toby is one of my very many friends, but a really special one. She is, and we went to the same undergrad, and I just wanted to know, you know, since moving to America for business school, how have you managed your hair? Are you able to, you know, still be as fashionable as you were when you were in Nigeria? Like, what's the situation, Toby?
So when it comes to my hair, it's gone through a lot, you know. Just moving from Nigeria here, first of all, you know, there aren't many people who can do my hair. And then also I had to embrace the choice to do extensions or crochet or any additional things, because let's face it, in school you don't have that much time to maneuver your hair. You know, I didn't have a lot of patience. And then also just coming here, it's really, really expensive. You know, and so that's even one of the reasons why I never even tried to perm my hair at all. You know,
right. So I know you moved to San Francisco. So was it easy to find someone, you know, who could take care of your hair? Like, how difficult was that?
It was very, very difficult. You know, first off, you're new to this area. And secondly, you're living in a place where it's very, very urban. I wouldn't say urban isn't the word. I would think that it has a lot of nationalities, but for some reason, doing natural hair, you know, was just really hard. You had to go miles and miles away. And when you went miles away, it was so pricey. And so I just resorted to, you know, wigs sometimes. I'm going to be honest. Wigs was the way.
You know? I feel so self-conscious when I wear wigs. Like, at work, people are like, oh, is this your hair? Like, can I touch it? And it's just so much attention. And I feel like, oh, you know, I just don't want to wear it. But, you know, I still want to look different, you know, sometimes. So, I don't know. You worked in the corporate world. So, how is it over there? Like, do people ask you about your hair a lot? Do you get a lot of questions? Like,
I think for me, it was just more about the kind of confidence I exude. And that confidence could mean two things. The first thing could mean, touch me and you die. The second thing could mean, I'm just curious. So I kind of gauge it. It really depends. Toby on a good day or Toby on a bad day. You know,
is this a good day?
It's a good day. but you know, there's some people that immediately just approach you and then want to touch. Come on now. You know, I need space. But for some reason, I'm gonna say at my job, they were very respectful. I think maybe because there was only one other black girl on my floor. So, you know, they try to be very, very respectful. But so they would do things like, you know, if I came with some very nice hair and I knew that I was looking bomb as hell, you know, I knew they were going to say anything. So my boss would just be like, wow, I knew it was the hair, but that's where it stops. He doesn't go like, so what type of hair is this? Or how did you do your hair? I just catch him just so curious, but he can't say anything, you know. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, it really is. Well, thank you for sharing your experience, really funny experiences with us. So it's really, really interesting. And thank you for coming on the show. I will definitely be disturbing you soon to come back, because I feel like you have a lot more to say. But thank you so much, Toby.
Oh, anytime.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening and have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Do you know that you can support this podcast with a small monthly contribution as little as a dollar every month? If you'd like to do so, please visit our website at www.talesofanafricanprincessinamerica.com. Thank you.